Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Samech Aleph. We're starting the fourth parak of Maseches Bava Basra. Some important introductory points. First of all, the fourth parak, the Meiri writes, and it's evident to anyone who reads it, is about when you sell something, what's included in the sale. Right? So when you sell a car, there are certain things that it's obvious that the engine is included in the sale, the seats are included in the sale. So there are certain things that are obvious that are included in the sale, other things that are less obvious, and other things that are certainly not included in the sale. So the Mishnayos are going to discuss, when you sell a house, what's included in the sale. The Shulchan Aruch writes that Hamocher davar sheyesh lo tashmishim lo machar sa tashmishim elim kein pireish. That if a person sells something that has that has things that are supplementary to it, those items are not considered sold unless you say explicitly that they are included in the sale. But that could happen in one of two ways, as we're going to see right here on the first daf of the parak. That could happen in one of two ways. Either it could happen when you have something whose use is different than the use of the house, meaning they have their own, what we call a shimush b'fnei atzmo. They're used in a different way than the house itself is used. And in that way, they're different than the house, and therefore they're not going to be buttled to the house. So when you sell the house, you're not selling also items that are not used together with the house. And then there are other things, that other supplementary parts, that even though their use is the same as the house, if they're significant enough, if they're chashuv enough, they're considered a reshus b'fnei atzman. They're considered to be a separate entity, and therefore they wouldn't be included in the house. So again, it could happen in either of those ways. Either you have a part of the house that has a totally different function, so if it has a different function, it may not be included in the house, or even if it has the same function, if it's significant enough, it might be considered its own separate entity, and therefore not considered part of the house. The Rambam, however, points out that everything we're going to learn in the Mishnah is dafka in a place where there's no minhag, where there's no set established minhag, but where there is a minhag as to what's included when you sell a house, so then you follow the minhag. We're assuming that the minhag is being followed. We're not going to assume that that we're following the laws of the Mishnah, right? When I buy a house, I assume the garage is included regardless of what the Mishnah says, because when people buy a house nowadays and sell a house nowadays, they clearly intend to include the garage. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Bizman HaGemara, this is going to be something we have to adjust to a little bit, Bizman HaGemara and Bizman HaMishnah, when they said bayis, they only meant those rooms that you actually live in. They didn't mean whatever attic space you have and whatever other, you know, garage space and things that might have been on the property. It only meant, when you say you're selling a bayis, it only meant the actual living space. Nowadays, when we say you're selling a bayis, we assume it means the entire, everything that's included. Every little nook and cranny of that structure is considered to be part of the bayis. So we have to sort of like adjust to the Gemara's language over here in terms of how they define a bayis. Okay, that's just an introduction. Let's get started. Says the Mishnah, Hamocher sa bayis, if a person sells a house, lo machar yetzia, has not sold the yetziah, which is some sort of side room, some sort of additional room, even though it's opened up into the house. And the Rashbam tells us, but Gemara Mefarish, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what a yetziah is. Ve'eino b'chal bayis, afal pisha pasuach a yetziah l'tocha shel bayis, and it's still not part of the house, even though the yetziah opens up into the house. Deika lemeimar dekivan detashmisha labayis machro im habayis afiluach yeno machor. Where one might have thought, look, if it opens up into the house, so obviously its usage is similar to that of the house, and therefore one might think it's considered to be part of the house. So the Mishnah tells me, no, you don't sell the yitzia with the house, it's considered a separate entity. Fine. Veloas acheder shalofnim emenu. You also don't sell the inner room meaning like a back room, off of the house. Says Rashbam, afal pishu lefnim min habayis upasuach letocho, even though it's in the back of the house and it opens up into the house, udrisasam lebayis, and you go from that room directly to the house, dekivim de'ein tashmisho kishel bayis. Now this is different than the yetziah. Here we see both ways, that the yetziah is not included even though it's used the same way as the house. The cheder is not included because Ein tashmisho kishal bayis. It's not used the same way as a living quarter. She'eno asoi ela latznia sham chafetzav lishmar. It's only made to for storage, to keep items there, to be protected. Kiminteva hilkachenu b'chal bayis. And therefore, it's not included in the house. So the reason it's not included in the house is because functionally, it doesn't function like a house. Good. So that's the first halacha, that you don't include the yetziah nor the cheder shelifnim heimenu. Says the Mishnah Vayter, v'loas hagag bizman sheyesh lamaka gavo asar tvachim. We also assume that a roof that has its own fence around it that's 10 tvachim high is not included in whatever sale of the house. Rabbi Yehuda omer yesh l'tzurus ha-pesach, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if it has a tzuras of Pesach, it doesn't need to be 10 tefachim high, then it would not be included, meaning it would be considered a chash of makom on its own, and therefore not included. As long as it has a tzuras of Pesach, even without a fence, that's 10 tefachim high. Now, what does it mean, tzuras of Pesach? Where is there a tzuras of Pesach? Tzuras of Pesach at what spot? So, when I read the Mishnah, I thought it meant tzuras of Pesach in lieu of walls, that just like we have a Hilchos Erevin, that a Tzuras HaPesach is going to function in lieu of walls as a wall, so you don't need an actual Makah Gavah Asar Tzvachim, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach around the roof, and that will be like it has a makkah, right? Because the Tanakhamat said only if it has a makkah gavah asar tefachim, the gag is independent and not included in the sale. So in fact, the Yad Ramah says exactly that. The Yad Ramah says that the Tzuras HaPesach we're talking about are mechitzos that go around three walls of the roof. Instead of three walls, you have mechitzos that are really a tzuras ha-pesach. Good, and they need to be 10 tefachim high, just like a mechitza would have to be 10 tefachim high, the tzuras ha-pesach has to be 10 tefachim high. And the Tanakhama would say that you need a makah gavah asar tefachim. So the Tiferes Yisrael, however, disagrees. He thinks, Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayis, he says that no, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, he's talking about the way to get from the house into the roof. Is it a trap door, or is there like a step up and then a Tzuras HaPesach that goes into the roof? That's what he's saying, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about going to the roof, that in order to divide it properly from the bayis, you need a Tzuras HaPesach, that's 10 tefachim high, to divide the roof from the house, and then you can consider the roof something that's independent of the house. Fine, that's the rule of a roof. Now the Rashash adds over here, the Rashash writes, V'loas Hagag, says the Rashash, Kasva Tosos Yom Tov, Aval Aliyah B'chlal Bayis, Ki Chachamim Perek Zayin D'Nedarim, that we exclude the Gag from the sale, but what about upper floors? What about the upper floors that are not the roof, like a second story? So he says, Tos Yantif writes that that's for sure considered as part of the house, like the sheet of the Chachamim in the seventh parak of Nedarim. Because in Nedarim, we also have similar issues of Lashon Bnei Adam versus what do we assume is included, right? If I take a Nedar, I'm not going to get Hana from a house. So what do I mean? Do I mean I'm not going to get Hana from the roof either? I'm not going to get Hana from the garage? So you have very similar machlokasim in Mesechus Nedarim. V'tama al yesh omer shabator da'aliyah lavi b'chal bayis. And the Tos Yantiv wonders how there could be a yesh omrim in the Torah that an aliyah is not included in the house. By our Mishnah says a gag is not included, but an aliyah, pashlus, which pass like the chamim and nedarim, that it is included. So how could it be that there's a yesh omrim in the Torah that says that an aliyah is not included? So says the Rashash, v'anochi tama, tarei af l'das harif v'arambam da'aliyah mechura, enu ela b'psuch l'bayis derech haruba. Even if you say that an aliyah is included in the sale, that's only if it has an entranceway into the house. By Nedarim, it's a different story. In the situation of Nedarim, it would for sure be included. It would for sure be Asr if you say that the bias is Asr to you. He says, Aval Pasha to Kuliyama Modu, Da Aliyah Gamke Nikris Bias, Ke Chacham Din Nedarim Sham. Everyone agrees to the Chacham in Nedarim that Aliyah is called a house. Vatura Atzmo, Hevi Shamba Osiyut Chasamor, Lechaver Bias Yacholitin Lo Aliyah. Over here, the issue is not whether an aliyah is called a bayis. Over here, the question is whether the aliyah on top of this bias is called part of this bias, or if it's an independent bias. If it's an independent bias, then it's not going to be included in the sale, because you're selling this bias, you're not selling any other bias. That is the ha'ara of the Rashash. Now the Mishnah said you can't, that a gag is not included when it has a makah that's kavah asar tefachim. Why? What's the idea of a makah kavah asar tefachim? Why does the makah make it something that's a chashuv makom on its own? So the Rashbam says, well, it gives it chashivus. It doesn't. It's not batal to the house once it has a makah. Why? So Pashtus is that if something doesn't have a makah, if a roof doesn't have a makah, so you're not allowed to use the roof. And if you're not allowed to use the roof b'kvius, you're only allowed to go there b'shas hadchak in the first place, so then it's not considered a tashmish or chashuv, because it has no very chashuv use, because you could barely ever be there. So, but once it has a makah, so now you're allowed to use it, now it has a tashmish chashuv, and now you can go and be there whenever you want. So therefore it's going to be considered a chashuv a makom in its own right. That's pashtus what the Rashba means to say. The Ad Ramah writes that if a bias, if the bias itself is dalet al dalet amos, and is roi ledira, even though the roof is not dalet al dalet, it's still going to be chayiv in makkah, because you could still use it to store things, to keep peros and other things up on the roof. The shear of dalet al dalet is only something that's meant to be used for tashmishei dira, like a house itself. And once it's roi ledira, once the house is roi ledira, it's going to be chayiv in makkah. So even though we say that a gag has to have a makkah gvar sar tzvachim, it may not necessarily have to be dalet al dalet amos, right? That's not the role of a gag. The role of a gag may not necessarily be to live in. It's to use as a closet or something like that. But that's considered a legitimate tashmish, to use it as a closet. Okay, says the Gemara, ma yitzia. So just translating the terms at the very beginning of the Mishnah, what is a yitzia? So hacha targimo afta. Says the Gemara over here, where metargimit is afta, which I guess is like a shed, right? The Rashbam says apantman binyan namuch etzal abayis mitzido omeichorov, like a lower, smaller building right by the house, right off the side of the house, by the side of it or behind the house, right? That's the yatzia. Rav Yosef says batka chalila. He says no, it's not this low building that's just like the house off to the side of the house. It's sort of like that, except it has windows all around it. It has open space, air all around it. Iu nami kimin afta, says Rashbam, samuch lebayis el sha'asri chalonos lenoi. There are windows all around, and therefore obviously it's going to have a different function. It's going to be used as a place where you go and you cool off a little bit, right? It's something that's just an airy, open space. So says the Gemara, okay, so yetzia means one of those things. Lamandi amar afta, if you hold it, means the former of the two things, that it means just a binyan namuch that's next to the house, lomuz davin, and you're going to say that's not included in the sale, even though it has the same tashmish as the house. Koshkein batcha chalila lomuz davin, and for sure batcha chalila is not going to be sold along with the house, because it's tashmish is not doma to the tashmish of the house. It doesn't have the same tashmish as the house, and it's only made there for beauty and for enjoyment, and it's not made for living, and therefore for sure that would not be included in the sale, because it would be considered independent of the house. Lamandi amar batka chalila, if you hold that a yitzia means a batka chalila, which is this space that's made for enjoyment and airy and beauty, so aval afta mizdavna, then you would say that an afta, which does have the same tashmish as the house, would be included in the sale. Now the Rashbam's definition of afta is actually machlokas rishonim. Not everyone agrees to the Rashbam. Rashbam says it's this bayis namuch mitzal bayis omeichorav, and it's not opened up into the house. The Rashba says if that were true, if it were really a smaller building off to the side or behind, so it should have said v'lo yaseh yetzira sha'acharav, right? Because what does the Mishnah say when it talks about the cheder? It says lo yaseh cheder shelifnim heimenu. Why? Because we're talking about a cheder that's all the way deep into the house, that's behind the house. So if we wanted to talk about a yitzia that's next to the house, it should have described its location like it did the cheder. And furthermore, we're going to have a brisa by someone mochar sabayis, mochar sadalis, that's going to say ben kach, lo mochar sabar velos adus velos yitzia. So it includes yitzia in the same category as a bar and dus. Now what's a bar and dus? Those are, that's not next to, behind, or in front. A barn dus is talking about things that are built down beneath the house. They're dug down beneath the house. So it doesn't sound like we're working side to side. It sounds like we're from the Braisa, we're going up and down. And if we're working side to side, if we're going on the Shatach Haaretz, whether it's behind, next to, or whatever, it should have said Sha'acharav, it should have described the location. So therefore, the Rashba, the Ran, the Rif, the Rambam, they all explain that Yitzia is an Aliyah. It's like a second floor that they make on top of the house, which is only opened up into the house and doesn't have any separate entrance. So the only way to get through it is through like a trap door. The only way to get into it is through like a trap door that comes from the house. But that's how they say Yitzia, and that solves the problem. Why doesn't that say She'achorav? Because it's not on the Shetach Haaretz, it's up. Right, so it's not, you're not going to be able to describe the location as being next to it, behind it, in front of it. That's not where it is. And why is it included in the Braisa that's Lo'os HaBor, Lo'os HaDus, Lo'os HaYetziah? Because over there we're describing different elevations. So the Bor and the Dos are beneath the house, the Yetziah is above the house. That's how the majority of Rishonim explain, not like the Rashbam. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Where are we? Tanya Rav Yosef. Shalosh Shemos Yeshlo. There are three names for a Yetziah. Namely, they are Yetziah, Tzela, Ta. So we're going to see Yetziah, Tzela, and Ta are all names that describe a Yetziah. If you look at Tosos says, Ayetziah de Krakai. Right now we're saying that the word Yetziah in a Pasuk has three names. The Yetziah de Masnisim Kvar Pirush Rav Yosef Kufay, Davi Barka Chalila. Meaning, we already described what a Yetziah is in our Mishnah. The Yetziah de Beis HaMikdash Lamatzinu B'Shem Makom Sheya Asuk Min Chalonos. Meaning, Rav Yosef said that the Yetziah in our Mishnah has these windows all around it. The Gemara is about to say that when the Pasuk describing in the Beis HaMikdash that they had a Yetziah, there are three different names for it. But there's no way we're saying that the Yetziah in the Beis HaMikdash means the same thing as the Yetziah in our Mishnah. Because Rav Yosef said that the Yetziah in our Mishnah has windows all around it. The Yetziah in the Beis HaMikdash did not have windows all around it. So the word Yetziah obviously means two different things. It's not the same Yetziah. Says the Gemara, where do we find that it has three different names? And again, we're just describing the Yetziah in the Beis HaMikdash has three different names. Where do we find it? Yetziah, Dechsiv, we know that it's called the Yetziah because the Pasuk says, Hey Yetziah Tachtona Chamesh Ba'am HaRachva. And again, it's describing these small little chambers that were off the side of the Heichal, and it was called the Yetziah. And it says that it was Chamesh Ba'am HaRachva, but the Navi itself calls it a Yetziah. That's talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, right? It's a Pasuk of Melachim, so it's talking about, it's describing Shlomo HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash. That's a description of the first Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be interesting. We'll see where each of these names come from, which Beis HaMikdash they're referring to. Tzela Dechsev, Vatzlaz Tzela, Tzela Shalosh Ushloshim Pa'amim, right? That this is a Pasuk in Yechezkel, right? Which is a description of the third Beis HaMikdash. We don't have it yet, and yet it's describes these small rooms as a Tzela. And sa tichsiv, and how do we know that it's called a ta? Because it says va'ta kana echad orach v'kana echad rachav ubein ha'tayim chamesh amos. And where's this pasuk from? So there's also from Yechezkel, but the Gemara says v'ba'isem mehacha. Or maybe we know that it's called a ta from the following source, from a Mishnah. Kosal heichal sheish va'ta sheish kosal ata chamesh. Where's that from? That's a Mishnah Midos. The Mishnah Midos is describing second Beis HaMikdash. So it's interesting. It could turn out that the source for each of these names are for the three different Batei Mikdash. I don't know if there's any significance to that. Just notice that as I'm reading the Gemara. Now, it's also odd that the Gemara will choose an Ibayis Ema after it has the original source was a Pasuk. Right, we see from a pasuk that it's called a ta, and then we say in Ibai Seima, there's a Mishnah that also calls this side room a ta. That's a little unusual. Why would you say in Ibai Seima from a Mishnah once you have a pasuk? So Tosfos is bothered by that. It says Tosfos, Tamil Rabbeinu Tam Lari, Debasa Krab Maisi Mishnah. After quoting a pasuk, you bring a Mishnah. Davi Kamo Yehuda Val Dekra. Isn't that an example of Yehuda Va'od Lekra? Meaning the Gemara is an expression in Parakamat Kedushin. The Gemara is an expression in Kedushin that when the Gemara tries to find the source for something, so it says that it says it has a pasuk, and then it says Va'od Rabbi Yehuda says, and it's another source. So the Gemara says Yehuda Va'od Lekra. Yehuda is a Va'od to a pasuk. What do you mean? They're not of similar stature. The two sources. Once you have a pasuk, you don't need a Yehuda. So, va'omari, da hasam lo kapid ella alashon ve'od. No, you have to understand, in that Gemara, we weren't bothered by the fact that we had an additional raya from Rabbi Yehuda. We were bothered by the fact that we said, there's a pasuk, va'od, you have Rabbi Yehuda. We were bothered by the lashon va'od, made it sound like the pasuk wasn't enough, that you need Rabbi Yehuda's support to make the pasuk more meaningful. That's what was troubling over there. It's the diuk in the word va'od. Aval hach de lo kamer va'od asi shapir. Over here, we're fine quoting another source. It's v'yibay yisema. Right, you want another source, I'll give you another source. But it's not va'od. And we have such an expression in many places in Shas. We say that something was written in the Torah, repeated in the Nevi'im, repeated a third time in the Ksuvim, and again it's taught in the Mishnah, and that's fine and that's good. We don't say because it's a pasuk we don't need a Mishnah. Bring every source you have. There's nothing wrong with the Mishnah saying like that. Rabbi Yaakov Emden just points out in the back of the Gemara. He says Tosa sort of says, yeah, we find this in Kama Makomos, but you look in his citation, he just quotes Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Beis. Where are the rest of the Kama Makomos? So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Nir Be'enai Bekama Makomos Loshem Guzmahu. It's not really Bekama Makomos. There's a Gemara like that. So once there's a Gemara like that, he says Kama Makomos. He says, Lo Nodali Ella Pamechad Sof Perek HaChovel. He says, I only know about it one place. It's in Sof Perek HaChovel. It doesn't appear anywhere else. Then he says, in brackets, in the comment of the Yavitz, he says, Aval Kavanas HaTosos Tematzinu Gamkin B'Megillah L'Amral Thamral V'Dover Zekos V'Chulei Mo'er Kodni Yadchas V'Beiz Makos Yidal V'Beiz Minatoro Shema Minol Rabus Nakti HaTosos L'Dugma Hidu B'Bakam Damar Gamkin Nishani B'Mishnah. He says, there are many more places in Shas, and he gives examples where we'll say that something is mentioned in the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Right, where you have something that is repeated in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, it just usually doesn't add in that last step of Shani B'Mishnah. That only happens in one spot. So since that only happens in one spot, it's a little unusual that the Tosfos would say Bekama Mekamos. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it's not really Bekama Mekamos. That's just in one particular place. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Mar Zutra. Amar Mar Zutra, Behuda Havi Arba Amos. This idea that it's not included in the sale is assuming that it's a chashuv enough makom on its own that it's four amos. Right? If it's not four amos, then it wouldn't be considered a chashuv makom on its own. Now, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about the yitzia, right? What would be the halacha about the cheder? Right? We're saying only the yitzia is not included in the sale if it's four amos. If it were less than four amos, it would be included in the sale. So the Rush is not sure if this is only by the Yitzia or also by the Cheder, that you would need it to be four amos, and less than four amos, it would be included in the sale. The Tor quotes in the name of the Rush that the din of the Cheder is the same as the din of the Yitzia, that less than four amos, it's considered to be sold together with the house. It's not considered its own makom chashuv, and Beis Yosef says that the Rush assumes that l'maskana, the Cheder and the Yitzia have the same din. However, not all Rishonim agree to that. The Rashba writes that this din is dafka by Yitzia. Rambam also in Shulchan Aruch do not associate the dinim of Yitzia with the dinim of a cheder. And they say that the gabe a cheder, even if it does not have arba amos, it's not included in the sale of the house. Why would it not be included in the sale of the house? Because again, keep in mind, the Yitzia and the cheder had different characteristics. The cheder does not have the same tashmishim as the house. The Yitzia does. So Yitzia, which has the same tashmishim as the house, and is less than four amos, is not a makom chashuv by itself, is therefore automatically going to be included in the house. The cheder can be independent, even if it does not have dalet amos, even if it's not so large, because it's not meant to be lived in. It's not meant, dalet al dalet is a shear of living. The cheder is not meant to be lived in, it's meant to be used as a closet. It's meant to be used as storage. So it fulfills its function even when it's less than dalet al dalet. And that's why those Rishonim assume that this halach of Mar Zutra would not apply to the cheder. Fine. Amar le Ravina le Mar Zutra. So Ravina says to Mar Zutra, Lidi dachta amr da adahavi arba amos. According to you, it says that it has to be dalet amos. El me'atak abe bar. What about a bar? Ditran lo'os a bar v'lo'os a dos. Afal gav shekosav lo umka v'roma. It says that the bar and the dos are not included in the sale, even though you write in the shtar that I'm selling you the house with all of its depth and all of its height. So hachinami, you have a arba amos ini lo'lo. So you want to say the same thing by a bar? you want to say the dafka of a bar is four amos, the opening of the bar is four amos, that's when you're going to say it's independent and not included in the house. Or if the opening of the bar is less than four amos, that it is included in the house. What kind of bar is four amos? A typical bar doesn't have anywhere near four amos of an opening. So says Gemara, hachi hashta. No, you can't compare the two. Hasam hatash mishta l'chud v'hatash mishta l'chud. Hacha idi v'idi chada tashmishtihi. I havi dalar amos chashiv ila lo chashiv. He says, by the bar is a completely separate tashmish than the house does. And since it has a completely separate tashmish, even if it's less than dalar amos, it's still able to function as a bar. But over here, the house and the yetziah have the same tashmish, like we said before. And therefore, if it's not dalar al dalit, so it's not considered a chashav makom dira. And it's, therefore, it doesn't have the same tashmish as the house. It would, if it's less than dalar al dalit, where it does have the same tashmish as the house it's supposed to, where it's less than dalar al dalit, it will be batal to the house. It can't be considered an independent house because it's not chashav enough of a makom when it's less than dalar al dalit. Now, the implication of the Gemara is that what would be the din by a cheder that we just discussed? It all depends on tashmish, right? It sounds like anything that does not have the same tashmish as the house does not need dalad al dalad. Anything that does have the same tashmish as the house does need to be dalad al dalad. The cheder, we said, does not have the same tashmish as the house, but you could be mechalik between different types of not the same tashmish as the house. Something that's meant for storage or something that's meant for drawing water, which is completely different. It's totally off base. Storage is a supplementary tashmish for a house, right? It's not living there consistently, but it's keeping stuff there. You could argue that having a bar of water is a completely different tashmish, and therefore the two are not the same. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, V'losa cheder shelofnei memenu. We said that the cheder is also not included in the sale, right? This room all the way in the back, that you add onto the house is not that you use for storage is not included in the sale. So says Gemara, Hashti Yetziah lo mizdavin cheder mibayi. Once you tell me that the Yetziah is not included in the sale, do you need to even tell me that the cheder is not included in the sale? And again, the Rashbam points out the focus of this question is that the Yetziah has the same tashmish as the house. And still we say it's not included as part of the house. So a cheder, which is meant for a completely different tashmish, of course should not be included as part of the house because it's completely independent. So that's the Gemara's question. Again, focused on the tashmish of it. So answers the Gemara, lo tzricha, the afal gav, the matzalei mitzrei avra'i. Even though when you describe the borders of your house, you describe borders that include the area of the cheder in it. So I might have thought, well, if you're describing areas that include if you're describing borders that include the area of the cheder in it, then for sure the cheder has to be included in the sale. So that's why it tells me, no, even though the borders you describe include the cheder in it, you mean to exclude the cheder from the sale. If you sell a house to your friend in a large building, even though when you describe the borders of the house, you actually describe the borders of the building, and you're not selling the building, you're selling one unit, one apartment in the building, still that's considered that the rest of the building is not included in the sale. Even if you own the whole building, it's not included in the sale. You were just describing more generous borders, even though those are not accurate. And what you're really selling him is one unit within it. Says Tosos on the top, Misafka l'ribi yetziah, yamin nami mitzar mirchavlo. What about by yetziah? Right? Meaning this whole discussion only comes up by the cheder. Now go back to the case of the yetziah. By the yetziah we said that the yetziah is not included in the sale. But what if you describe borders that include the yetziah as well? And it has the same tashmish as the house. So maybe you say the yetziah is different. So Mimishni Sera Oshem Dafka Bechedah the tashmish Shachrina Hu Kedamar Hacha Vel Yetziah Kana. So Tosus isn't sure. He's not sure which way to go. Meaning, what we see the Rishonim struggle with is Lemaskana. Once we describe why we need the Mishnah to teach me both Cheder and Yetziah, meaning, are we saying the Gemara is bothered? Why do I need to be taught a halacha of both the Yetziah and the Cheder? Once I know Yetziah isn't an obvious and the Cheder is not included. So what's the Gemara's answer? Is the Gemara saying I might have thought that they're different? Come ask Milan that they're exactly the same. Or no, the Gemara's answer is, since there are certain differences in the halakha between the Yetziah and the Cheder, it needs to tell me that legabe this simple halakha of selling it, whether it's included, there is no difference. But there might be other differences. The difference is not to be ignored, Right? That's the suffix that the Rishonim are really dealing with. L'maskanas ha-Gemara is the kamash malan of the Gemara that they're mamish the same exact thing. I might have thought misvara to be mechalik because one has the same tashmish, one has a different tashmish, but kamash malan they're exactly the same. Or is the kamash malan not that they're exactly the same, kamash malan that they're different? But legabe the halacha of a typical case where you're selling something, so the yitzi and the cheder are both not included. So that's what Tosfos is struggling with over here, and he leaves it as a suffix. Says the Gemara, hechidami. Well, what exactly is the case where you're selling this bias within a bira, and you give the borders of the bira, and yet the bira is not sold, the bias is sold? What's the case? Ilem the karle the bias of the bira bira. If it's a place where they call a bias, and they call a bira, meaning everything is called what it is, then pshita bias avonle bira lo avonle. You wrote in the shtar you're selling him a bias. You did not write in the shtar you're selling him a bira. So that should be fairly obvious then, that it's only the bias that's included and not the bira, regardless of what borders you wrote out in the shtar. It doesn't matter what border you wrote in the shtar, it matters what you wrote in the shtar that you're selling. And you're selling a bias, you're not selling a bira. Ella de la bira nami karle bias. So so it must be that they call a bira a bias also. That a bira is also called a bias. Well, if a bira is also called a bias, then kulei zavenlay. Then, and if people refer to a bira as a bias, and you say I'm selling you a bias, and you describe borders of a bira, said of course you sold them the whole apartment building and not just that one unit. So what exactly is the case where we say that you sell him only the bias, even though you describe the borders of the bira, and it's a chiddush to say that? Where do you have such a case? So the tzricha of the case is as follows. Deruba karule lebayis bayis the bira bira. Most people call a bayis and a bira bira. Vikanami de labira karule bayis. But there are some people that refer to a bira as a bayis. They refer to not an apartment building like most of us do, but they say an apartment house. And that way they refer to the bayis as a bayis, and the bira as a bayis. Maladetema kule zavanle, so I might have thought that you are including yourself in the miyut of the people when you include the borders of the bira in your shtar, even though you wrote in the shtar you're selling a bias. I might have thought by delineating the borders of the bira, you must be part of that miyut, that minority of people that referred to a bira as a bias. Kamash Milan therefore comes to tell me midahavle lemichtav velo sheyaris bezvini alin klum, from the fact that you didn't say, you could have written, but you didn't write, and I am not leaving over anything in this sale at all for myself. V'lo kasavin, you did not write that. Shema min hashiur reshayir. It must be that you left something out of the sale. What did you leave out of the sale? You left out all the rest of the units in the bira, and you're only selling that one bias. Says Tosos, El dekarla lebira nami bias, pirush rivam, el dekule alma kishem askirin bias tam, kol habira mashma. Everyone would say that when you just say bias, without giving any borders, it would imply the entire bira. Uksha rotsin lahaskir bayis echa below bira, tzrichin lefarish velomar bayis echa below bira. Meaning, if a bira is called a bias, so when you say bias, the assumption is you mean the entire thing. And when you want to sell, it should be to sell. Lahazkir, right? It's not lahazkir. And when you want to mention one house, one apartment within the bira, you need to say bayis echad without bira. But wait a second, if that's true, then even if you don't say the borders of a bira, it should be kulei zavanlei, it should be that you sold them the whole thing. Meaning, the way the some Rishonim are understanding it is not the way I explained it, that there's a minority of people that happen to call a bira a bias. He's saying, no, that just like a bias is called a bias, a bira is called a bias. Ika dekarle bira bias, not that there are some people, but that's what's done. People call a bira a bias as well. The kasha l'ri, din kein, havli l'shni, lo tzricha, dekaru nami l'bias bias, right? It should have said, dekaru nami l'bias bias. V'karu kulei alma l'bias bias, l'bira bias. V'may yisrach l'memar, di'ika dekaru l'bira bira. Pirish v'lo bias. Why does it have to say that there are some, and meaning that there are some that call a bira bira, and not a bias. V'ika nami dekaru l'bira bias. So v'nir l'ri da'achi pirusha, says the pshat is like this. Velo dekaru l'bira nami bias, kemo shekaru l'bias bias, kulei zavanei. Given the Meitzel Lo Mitzarim HaChitzonim. that if people call a bira a bias the same way you call a bias, then for sure you sold everything once you delineate the outer boundaries. Ubasarachi mishani, and then the Gemara says, no, the lav kulei al makar lebira bias, ali ika dekar lebira bira v'lo bias. He says, no, it's not that everyone calls a bira bias. The Gemara's conclusion is, some people call a bira bias, and other people do not, most people do not, like we understood the maskana of the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara, vaitir. If you sell a field to your friend in a large valley that has lots of fields, even though you delineate the boundaries of the entire bika, right? So it's much larger than the one field that you intend to sell. We assume you're just being generous in your description, but not actually generous in what you're selling. You're selling that one small field. So again, asks Gemara the same question. Hechidami. If people call a sada and they call a bika, so then obviously you only sold them the sada, you didn't sell them a bika, because you wrote in the shtar, you're selling a sada, you didn't write, you're selling a bika. But wait a second, and if people call a bika a sada, and you wrote in the shtar a sada, and you wrote the boundaries of the bika, but people always call a bika a sada, so then obviously you sold the whole thing. Same exact discussion we just had. So says Gemara, Latzricha de'ika de'lesada karele sada el bika bika. There are people that call a sada and a bika bika. Ve'ika nami del bika karele sada. But there are some people that even call a bika a sada. Ma'u de'tema kula zavan le'is, I might have think you're selling him everything. Kamash Milan, therefore comes to teach me. Mi'dahavale le'michtav le'lo she'yaris bizvini alin kadmi klum. From the fact that he should have written the shtar that I'm not leaving over anything that's not included in the sale, the locus of lay, and he didn't say anything like that in the shtar, shmamina shirishayir. So it must be that he is leaving over something in the sale, right? And that's the same exact discussion. In fact, it's such a parallel discussion that the Gemara is bothered why we would need to tell me the same thing twice, right? We say it in regards to an apartment within a building, and in regards to a field within a bika. It's mamish, the same exact halacha. So it says in Gemara Tzricha, no, I need both halachas. Di'i ashmin and bias, had I only been told the halacha of the bias, vishum dahatash mishluchud vahatash mishluchud, because each one has its own separate tashmish. Aval bika dekula chada tashmish tohi, but a bika where it's all one usage, it's just a matter of how large of a shetach ha'aretz you have, but it's all one usage, I might think that everything is included and that you're selling the entire thing because they go together more naturally. Multiple units in an apartment building don't naturally go together. Each one is built to be independent and to be used independently. But fields, a larger shatach haaretz, a larger piece of land, naturally fits together. So I might have thought that we're more inclined to say that you're selling the entire thing by a field than we would be by apartments in a house. V'yashmin and bika, and had I only been told the case of the bika, mishum de lo havale le mimtzele, aval bayis davale le mimtzele v'lo matzele, kule zavale. Because by a bika, there's no reason, the reason why you're limited to only that field is because lo havale le mimtzele, you should not have there's no reason to list off the boundaries of the field, but a bias where you need to give the mitzarim. So I would think, and you didn't do it, I would think you're including everything. I mean, you should have listed off the exact boundaries of that particular house, and you didn't. So I would think that you're including everything. Why by a field do we assume that there's no need to list off the boundaries of the particular field, but by a house there is a need to list off the particular boundaries of that single unit, and you didn't, and you listed the boundaries of the whole thing. Says Rashbam, "De lo havli l'mimsar l'chud, de lo yada mocher heichim tzada achas b'toch tzadosav v'hilko chutzrach laharchav mitzarim v'lichtov tzada ruvin min mizrach v'tzada shimon min amarav v'chein l'chol dal ruchos." You need to mention other neighboring fields when you describe where your field is. There's no other way to describe where your field is other than by using the neighbors to describe. So that's why when you talk about the Meitzarim, meaning even though in Achinami, I have a very large piece of land. Let's say I have 100 amos by 100 amos. That's not so large, but let's just take numbers. I have 100 amos by 100 amos between Reuven's field and Shimon's field. I'm only selling you 10 amos by 10 amos between Reuven's field and Shimon's field. But how am I supposed to describe where that field is if I don't describe that Reuven's field is on one side, Shimon's field is on the other side? So I give you mitzarim, which seem to imply I'm selling you a much larger piece of land, because one could have thought that I'm giving you mitzarim that include the entire area between Reuven's field and Shimon's field. But I'm just using that as descriptive terms. I'm not using that to describe the size of the field. I'm using that to describe the location of the field. Where can you find this? You can find it between Reuven and Shimon's field. But I'm not selling you my whole bika between Reuven and Shimon's field. I'm only selling you a little piece. And it makes sense to use the larger boundaries. But when I'm selling you an apartment unit, why do I have to give you the boundaries of the entire apartment building? Can't I just say 2A? Right, you're in apartment 2A. I really need to say it's this one is above it, that one's below. Right, what do I need to give the whole boundaries of? Gabe birasha suya binyanin mishunin zemizeh bein baruchav bein baruch bein begova va'oviak salim. Every building is different and is unique. Va'yachol imtzur lichtav also bayisha asui kein v'kein. I could say it's the house that's made in this and this way. Mimizrach v'chein lechol ruach v'ruach mitlasa kein ikalamim dekula zavin tzricha. Right, then from the fact that you don't describe the apartment itself, and instead you describe the entire apartment building, so that's where I might have thought you really intended to sell the entire thing. If you're describing the whole building, so why do you have to do that? Obviously, the implication is you intend to sell the whole thing, and that's what, or I would have thought that, and that's why I need to be told this halacha by Abayis, that not the entire building is included. Now, if you look at Tosos, Dibur Maskel Shmamina, Shmamina Shiri Shair, we said, so the assumption is from the fact that you didn't write into the shtar that I'm not leaving anything over for myself, so it must be that you did intend to leave something over for yourself. You're not selling the entire bika, you're keeping many sadas, you're only selling one sada. You're not selling the entire apartment building, you're only selling one apartment. Fractosus in Tomer, Venema Hadam Modim. Isn't there a more simple way to tell whether you're selling an apartment building or an apartment? How much does an apartment cost? If the apartment cost $200,000 and the building cost $2 million, so if he sold it for roughly $200,000, probably he just meant the apartment. If he sold it for $2 million, probably meant the building. We're going to have that later in the fifth parak when you're selling kalim, where the shita is going to go, that Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, come on, everyone knows that tzemet doesn't cost $200, and the bakar must therefore be included. It must be including more. Why don't you say the same thing over here? $2 million, an apartment doesn't cost $2 million in this neighborhood, and therefore, it must be that he's selling him the whole building. So it says, we must be assuming, like the Shita Drag is in Rabbi Yehuda, that holds money is never going to be a raya. Then Tos says a few lines further, maybe we are going even like Rabbi Yehuda. But by karka, you can't just look at the price. You can't just look at the price tag and assume that you know exactly what was being included in the sale. Very often, when it comes to real estate, if I desire a certain piece of real estate, I'll end up paying a lot more for it than it may actually be worth. Right? You have real estate developers, let's say, that want to build a whole project, a multi-billion-dollar project, and they need to buy out people who have homes on that area, so they're going to end up paying a lot more for those homes than the homes are actually worth, because the person in the home knows that you have a $1 billion project that's totally in this, so people sometimes pay a lot more than things are really worth for real estate. Who gives an example where you have such a case. Then at the end it tells us, he says, Masha Pirush Rabbein Shmuel, the Lo Shaykh Bekarko Daz Dab Mishum De'ino Na'a Bekarkoos. He says, Rabbein Shmuel says that the reason why you can't just look at the price tag by karka is because of the rule that we have of Eino Na'a Bekarkoos, that there's no Na'a on karka, and therefore, since there's no such thing as a Na'a on karka, there's no such thing as overpricing karka, so therefore there is no set price to karka. There is no such thing as a market value to karka. Right? Karka has whatever value you attach to it. So that's totally incorrect. Ein onah karkos does not mean that there's no market on karka. It means you're not chayiv for onah. It means you're not going to have to return the extra money that you charge the guy. Right? He says, ein nir l'rid, zeh eino b'shul sheshav yoser, ta hekdeshos v'avadim nami eilem onah. Hekdesh and avadim also don't have onah. Avadim for sure have a market value. El gzeres hakasav hu. It's just gzeres hakasav, that the din of onah, of cheating someone in a sale, for whatever reason, doesn't apply to karka. The typical din doesn't apply to karka. But it doesn't mean, it certainly doesn't mean, and the greatest raya is bitul mekach yesh. When you cheat them by too much, it could be mevatel the mekach. It's just that when you cheat him by exactly yishlus, exactly 1/6, you don't have to return the money, or a little less, right? But when it comes to bittul mekach, when you totally cheat them out of the normal standard market price, so then for sure you could be mevatel the mekach. So it has absolutely nothing to do with the idea of eino no lekarkos. That is the shita of Tosfos. Okay, so I guess we'll stop there. Okay. Pick up from Kaman Azla tomorrow.